Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. This is lesson 6 in our series of studies for the New Believer's Bible Study. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. It says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." Now, God's invisible. Jesus Christ said, "No man has seen God at any time." See, God is a spirit. God's invisible. You can't see Him, and yet you can see Him. He's clearly seen. How? From the creation, He said. See? "The invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made." You can understand a lot about an artist by his paintings. You can understand a lot about an author by his books. See? You can understand a lot about God by His creation, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. No man has an excuse for not believing in God simply by looking at the creation around him. Even if he's been educated out of it by a college professor, it doesn't matter. He still doesn't have an excuse for not believing that all that's here was created by an intelligent being. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I took care of it. Yeah. I'm on top of it, brother. So it says his Godhead. Now, Godhead, that is a reference to the Trinity. All right, when you see that word Godhead, that's a reference to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Even his eternal power and Godhead. You can see God's eternal power. How? Well, look at the stars. Look at the sun. Did they burn out yet? They just keep going and going and going and going and going. See, God did that to show you his eternal power. The one that created those, that's eternal power. And he said, and also his Godhead. You get that? Well, what do you got? You got the moon, the sun, and the stars. Those three God describes in creation in Genesis 1. Three in one. See? The sun. The sun has three kind of rays, alpha, beta, and gamma rays. See? It's a picture of God. Jesus Christ himself is called the sun, S-U-N. In the book of Malachi, in reference to his return, when the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N, shall come with healing in his wings. See? So there's pictures and all that stuff. God's trying to show man something, and he's trying to show them about his Godhead. Look back in Genesis chapter 1. And the Trinity is found in the first verse of your Bible. Rusty, pay attention, please. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, there's the Trinity. Doesn't take God one verse to prove the Trinity. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." All right, beginning. Beginning of what? The beginning of time. God created the heaven. What's that? Space. See? And the earth. What's that? Matter. What is reality? It's a space-time continuum with something existing within it, matter. There's your Trinity. Right there. In the first verse of your Bible. Now, take time. Now, what if you had all three of those? You had time, you had space, but you didn't have any earth. What would you have? You'd have nothing. It'd be void. There'd be nothing there. See? What if you didn't have space and you had time and earth? It wouldn't have a place to exist in. What if you had space and earth, but you had no time? There would be no place for those to exist. You need all three to have one creation. There's your three in one. See? That's the Trinity. God says everything that's made proves that and demonstrates the Trinity. All right, time. What is time? Past, present, future. It's three. All right, take away one of them. You no longer have time. What is space? Height, width, and depth. All right, take away one of them. You have nothing. See? For God to exist, to be real, he's three. That's reality. See? Same thing with earth, with matter. It has a length, a height, and a width. And if it doesn't, it's not there. It's not real. You can't have a two-dimensional object. There's no such thing. Every object that exists, exists in three dimensions. It's a three-dimensional world. So when they want to make a movie real, what do? They give them these 3D glasses. Why? To see how it really is in those three dimensions. That's reality. Right? And so everything is divided into threes, time, space, and matter. Everything's made up of atoms, right? All right, what's an atom made up of? How do you know that? Because I wrote it on the paper here. Excuse me. In case you're not a science student there, proton, neutron, and electron. See? Take away one of them. You don't have an atom. You need all three to have one. That's how those things work. The heavens. Well, and Paul said he was caught up to the third heaven. You got the second heaven. You got the first heaven. There's three heavens right now. The atmosphere, where the birds fly, where the clouds are, where the planes go around the earth, all that. The second heaven, the universe, where the devil is, where it's darkness. And then the third heaven, back beyond that, where it's all light, where God is. See? You got three heavens. Everything's divided into three. That's what makes it that. Our government is divided into three. Look in Isaiah 33. For those of you that don't know the inspiration for the founding of our form of government, it wasn't like any other ever established anywhere. It was inspired through the scriptures. Isaiah chapter 33. What do we have in our government? We have the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branch. Look in Isaiah chapter 33. And verse 22. Isaiah 33, verse 22. For the Lord is our judge, judicial branch. The Lord is our lawgiver, legislative branch. The Lord is our king, executive branch. He will save us. There it is. There it is. And so we have the three branches. If you're going to have government that works, you need three branches for. That's called checks and balances, see, and that's what makes the thing work right. How about a family? A family is what? It's a mom and a dad and kids. It's three, see. It always breaks down into those three parts. Look back there in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Shouldn't take you that long to find Genesis chapter 1. Look down at verse 26. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us. Notice that? God's a plural. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us make man in our image. So you know what you are? You're a Trinity. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Apostle Paul says, I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have a spirit, you have a soul, and you have a body. You're three, but you're one. See how that works? It's three and one. That's the Trinity, and it's all through the Bible, and it's all in creation. Everything, if it exists, if it's real, it has three parts. If you can't figure something out, it's because you're missing a part. That's it. And you go to school, well, you go to elementary school, then you go to middle school, then you go to high school. Same going to college, all right? You go to junior college, then you go to college, and then you go to postgraduate school. It always breaks down into three. Every time. See, that's the way that thing works. This way it's designed by the Lord. In travel, well, you're going to go by land, air, or sea. Right? You're going to have to go one of those three ways. Divided into three. The military, they have enlisted, warrant, and commissioned officers. Three types. Divides into three every time. See? Hey, Brandon, how you doing? They're already in the back. Let's see another one here. I put this one down, an egg. It's got the yolk, the white, and the shell. But it's one. See? It's three. Your body. You have a trunk, you have a head, and you have appendages to your body. Breaks down into three every time. The state of matter. All matter exists in one of three states. Gas, solid, or liquid. One of those three. There isn't any others. There's only three. And any of those can be in any of those three states, depending on the temperature. That's the interesting thing about water. That's a whole other study, but it's the interesting thing about water. Do you know that water is contrary to everything else that's been created? We cannot live without water. Water is the essence of life. Amen. Water. Sure. You take anything and you freeze it, you know what happens? It shrinks. You heat it up, you know what happens? It expands. You know what water does? The exact opposite of everything else. That's why your roads crack and the sidewalks crack and all that stuff happens, because the water gets down in there. The water is expanding while everything else is shrinking. See? That's why if you were to take liquid lead and solid lead, the solid lead would sink down into the liquid lead, right? Well, you take liquid water and solid water, and the solid water will float. It's the opposite of everything else. And it's H2O, it's three. And it's going to be in a solid, liquid, or a gas. What's that, bro? that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing there. Thank you, son. Yeah. All right, what's in the Old Testament? Jesus Christ told you what it was. He said it's the law, the prophets, and the writings. It's three. You break the Bible down, you got the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the living word, Jesus Christ himself. It always breaks down into three. The New Testament, you got the Gospels, Acts, and the Epistles. Just three every time. Can anybody think of any others? What? Yeah. Three. Mm-hmm. Well, there's three major races that came from Noah's three sons, yeah. You got your Oriental, your Caucasian, and your African. Yeah. That's your three. There's three major races. All the other races are derivatives of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's three every time. Whenever it gets broke down, it always breaks down into three. So let's look at some scriptures on that teach the Trinity. Colossians chapter 2, in your New Testament, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Yep, go eat popcorn. Colossians chapter 2. Start in verse 8 for the context. Colossians 2:8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So Jesus Christ himself was the Trinity, right? Okay, was he baptized in the Holy Ghost? Yeah, sure. Was he born of the Holy Ghost? Yeah. Was he the Word, the Son? Okay. Did he say, he who has seen me hath seen the Father? See? He's the Godhead. He's the Godhead bodily. Look in 1 John chapter 5. I hope you have a King James Bible with you. If you don't have a King James Bible, you're not going to find this verse. 1 John chapter 5. And verse 7. Just a little insignificant verse, of greatest verse in the Bible on the Trinity. Not found in all the new perversions of the Bible. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. All right, then how does everybody miss it? How do the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons and the Unitarians and how do they miss that thing? Easy, they just don't believe the Bible. But there's no way you cannot believe in the Trinity if you believe the Bible. The Bible's very plain that God is three. There's three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. What about the Son? Well, the Word became the Son. He was always the Word. He wasn't always the Son. See? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. But he's the eternal Word. When God created, he created everything through the Trinity. And we might look at that later on in here, but see, they're all interconnected. In other words, when God created, how did he do it? God said, let there be light. Okay, God, the Father, made the decision. The Word manifested that idea, that thought, and the Spirit performed the act. All right, you've been listening to me speak up here, some of you. I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, this is a deep one. Blackbirds are black. Okay, now, to do that, to tell you that, I first had to decide me. See, the I am, the ego, had to make a decision to say that. When I said that, my mouth made that thought that you had no idea what I was going to say until I said it, manifested. The air carried that thing to your ears where you could receive it, and then what was in my thought has now been made manifest to you. It takes three, see, for that to happen. And in creation, it's the whole Trinity at work in the creation. Look back in chapter 4 of 1 John. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit, capital S. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. All three. All three. The Trinity. God is a Trinity. Look in Matthew 28. Preacher, I thought you were going to get into some deep stuff tonight. This is kind of simple. Hey, it doesn't get any deeper than the Trinity. You want to explain it? I mean, honestly, really, think about it. Three, but they're one? That's, you know. Jesus Christ turns around and says, no man has seen God at any time. Then turns around and says, he that has seen me has seen the Father. I mean, that's what messes the cults and everything up. See? You understand it's a mystery. It's a mystery. The Trinity is a mystery that has to be revealed. We'll look at that verse later on. Matthew 28 and verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the name of the Son, and of the name of the Holy Ghost. Is that what it said? No, one name. He's got three names. God's got three names. What are they? Father, Son, Holy Ghost. They're all God's name. See? He's all three. Look back in chapter 3 of Matthew. Matthew 3 and verse 13. Matthew 3:13, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. That must have been a sight. You say, wow, Jesus walked on water. No, better than that, he floated over it without anything helping, just like he was on wires or something, just going straightway out of the water. See? That's what's going on there. And when he goes straightway out of the water, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Well, who's there? Who's saying that? God. But who's getting baptized? God. And whose Spirit is descending upon him? There's all three there. See that? They're all separate. But they're all the same. It doesn't get any deeper than that. You see, that's what messes people up when it comes to the Trinity. Without the Spirit of God, there's no way you could get that. No way at all. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Not to mention a lot of other things, but that one for sure. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Last chapter in 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians 13 and the last verse, verse 14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. What does that mean? God's with you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. One God. One God in three parts. Isaiah 43. Book of Isaiah, chapter 43. And in Isaiah, you see it a lot. Isaiah, chapter 43 and verse 3. For I am the Lord thy God. Well, there he is. The Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. There's three, but they're one. He's God, he's the Holy One, there's the Holy Ghost, and there's the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Three in one. Look over in verse 15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. And so you have the Lord, the Holy One, and your King, Jesus Christ. But they're all the Creator. Because all were involved in creation. So you got three in one. All right. But how many gods are there? One God. See? In three persons. That's what gets the Muslims all mad. They think that Christians are idolaters because they say that if Jesus is God and the Father is God, you know, that you're having more than one God. And they believe in monotheism. And they believe they're the only ones outside the Jews that believe in monotheism, that they're the rightful heirs and the Jews are the demonic heirs, and the Jews deserve to be killed. You deserve to be killed because you're not a monotheistic in their view. And of course, all Buddhists and Hindus and everybody else deserves to be killed. See, why do they think everybody deserves to be killed? Because they're the spirit of the Antichrist. That's why, the spirit of the devil. Remember when the disciples got mad because some town wouldn't receive Jesus Christ? And they said, Lord, should we call fire down from heaven and devour them? What did Jesus say to them? You know not of what spirit you're of. Well, it sure wasn't the Holy Spirit then, was it? No. When you got to force your religion on everybody, it ain't the right religion. I don't have to fight God's battles for Him. Imagine trying to go and blow yourself up or blow other people up to try and win God's battles for Him. God fights my battles for me. They must have a wimpy God. Can't fight His own battles. They got to do it for Him. Pretty weak God, don't you think? Hey, listen, what if every time I got in a fight, I had my son go and fight for me because I couldn't do it? What would you think of me? You keep giving me a hard time, I'm going to have him do it too. He knows karate. Yeah. Deuteronomy chapter 6. But we only believe in one God. In three manifestations, in three persons. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. Deuteronomy 6, 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. That's why they crucified Christ. He's claiming to be God. Well, there's only one God, see? This is, of course, after God has to keep dealing with them because of idolatry, for having multiple gods. You know what was the two things that got Israel in trouble? It was idolatry and it was not keeping the Sabbath. So they said, well, we've got to fix that. We don't want to get in that mess again. So here comes Jesus Christ, healing on the Sabbath and claiming to be God. You see, it went from one side to the other. And they got messed up going both ways. Do you know why the Jews are not going to receive the Antichrist? The same reason they didn't receive Jesus Christ. Because he's going to claim to be a man, he's going to claim to be God. He as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself to be God. So who's going to resist that? The Jews. The same thing that damned them is going to save them one day. You look at that, so God's got, man, he's got this thing worked out like you can't imagine. The Lord's way ahead of us when it comes to all that stuff. Look back, we already looked at that one in Genesis 1:26, where he said, let us make man in our image, all right? Okay, what did he make? He made Adam, right? Well, just one. It's just one God. But he said us and our. And God made Adam the dust of the ground body. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, spirit. And man became a living soul, soul. Three, one. That's it. It's all the way through. Look in Mark 12. Mark chapter 12. You know, getting any of this? And I was in jail one time teaching the Bible. I mean, I wasn't in jail, but I was. Careful I say that. But I was having a Bible study there with the inmates and was going over some stuff like this. And one black guy sitting back over on the table over here. And, well, out of nowhere, we're just going, they've been real quiet in there. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he just piped, he said, man, I sure is getting a lot of light on this. That preacher, he preaches the real truth. he said. The real truth. I don't know what that would be opposed to, but... Mark chapter 12 and verse 28. One of the scribes came, having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first of all commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. He just quoted what we just read. Did Jesus Christ believe that God was one? Did Jesus Christ claim to be God? He sure did. See? So you can't figure that out any other way but believe the Trinity. It's the only thing that makes sense when you get all through with it. Isaiah 48. Isaiah 48. And if not, you got to be like the Jehovah's Witnesses and make your own Bible up to try and cover your tracks, but even then you end up in a mess. You have to keep changing it, keep changing your doctrine, keep coming out with new magazines. Isaiah 48. Verse 16. Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was. There am I. And now the Lord God and His Spirit hath sent me. Boom. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Right there. But it's one God. But he said, I told you that from the beginning. See? Genesis chapter 1. From Genesis chapter 1 on, they should have known about the Trinity. If they truly believed their Bible, they would have known it. The Jews would have known it. All right. All three are the one God. The Father, God, is God. Ephesians chapter 4. See, that's why the Jehovah Witnesses, they have to change. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. To in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Making them separate, see. Or as the New American Standard does in John 1:18. Instead of saying the only begotten of the Father, it says the only begotten God. That gives you two gods. Yeah. In the New American Standard. You say, how do you know those Bibles aren't a God? Because I have an IQ of above 30. We got kids 5 and 6 years old that figured that stuff out. And Christians with IQs of 140 can't get it. See? It's not about this up here. It's about the heart. You get your heart right, the Lord will show you His Word. That's not a problem. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. Who's the one God? He's the Father. Right? He's in you, isn't he? Well, I thought Jesus Christ was in you. Well, I thought the Holy Spirit was in you. See? You can't get away from it. And no doubt the Father's God makes it pretty clear right there. Look in John chapter 20. John chapter 20. You know, your Bible will make perfect sense if you just believe it and don't try and mess with it. It all fits. It's like a giant puzzle. But what man does is, because of pride, he gets it and he says, this is what I want to believe. Now what I'll do is I'll make the Bible fit my particular belief system. No, that makes you an idolater. You're now fashioning a God that you like instead of letting God tell you what He is and what He likes. John chapter 20 and verse 17. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Who's Jesus' God? And you see that stuff? That's amazing. And he's telling them, I'm going to the Father. Well, who's the Father? He's God. But didn't you tell us it don't get any deeper than that right there. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. You say, but I still don't understand it. Well, ask God for understanding. Understanding comes from God. But maybe what he wants you to do first is just believe it because he said it. Then maybe you'll understand it. We have this idea that after we understand it, then we'll believe it. If it's Bible, just believe it. Then you'll understand it. That's called faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, look at verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. All right, so the Father is God. No doubt about it. Jude chapter 1, last book before Revelation. Jude 1, verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father. Now, that's just one example of thousands in the New Testament where God is called the Father. Now, God being called the Father is a new thing. That was the thing that Jesus Christ came to do. He said, I've showed unto them thy name. And we'll get into that more in our study in John on Sundays. But that's what Jesus Christ came to do, is reveal God as Father. See, Israel knew God as God, God as their authority, you know, God as leader, God as king. They didn't know him as a father. See, right? Their father was Abraham. They even told him that. When Jesus is talking to him about his father, they're saying, we have one father, even Abraham. See? And then when he corrects them on that, they say, oh yeah, well, God is our father. And he says, no, if God was your father, you'd believe me. No matter what they did. See? That's what he came to do, is reveal himself as father. Why? He wants children. Are you a child of God? You've fulfilled his will. We need to seek to bring others in. God wants kids. Be fruitful and multiply. God wants all the kids he can have. He doesn't have to worry about affording it. He can afford it. He can afford us all. He's got plenty to go around. Good to be an heir of the Father, isn't it? Amen. All right, so Jesus Christ, the Word, is God as well. John chapter 1. And of course, that's the main theme in the book of John, as we've mentioned before, is the divinity of Jesus Christ, the fact that Jesus is God. So we know the Father is God, and here we see that Jesus Christ is God. John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, capital W, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Genesis 1:1. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Who created all things? God did. How did God the Father create all things? By Jesus Christ. That's the word you're going to see every time. When it talks about Jesus Christ as creator, the word is by, B-Y. He created them by Jesus Christ. Just like if I was going to make my thought apparent to you, I would have to do it by what? Words. Jesus Christ is the manifestation of God. God manifests himself through the Word. You say, I want God to manifest himself to me. He did. That's how he manifests himself. That's how you manifest yourself to others. It's called communicating. That's how relationships are built. They're built upon communication. Amen. Husbands and wives. Yeah, we communicate well. I tell her to shut up, and then she tells me to shut up. Right? Yeah. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Then you start quoting scripture to each other and feel all spiritual. We don't do that. Oh, yeah. First Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery. Now, we're going to look in a later study on the mysteries, because there's seven of them revealed to the church, the body of Christ. But this is one of them. That's why unless you're saved, you can't understand this stuff, see? It's a mystery. Great is the mystery of godliness. He was manifest in the flesh. Oh, I'm sorry, I got an NIV. All the new Bibles change that thing. Instead of saying God, why? Well, because God's hard to understand. Nobody knows what that means. God was manifest in the flesh. Well, who's Jesus Christ? He's God. You say, but I understand it. It's a great mystery. That's God for the understanding. But there it is. What are you going to do with it? Change the Bible? That's what a lot of people have tried to do. No. You just got to believe it. Jesus Christ was God. God was manifest in the flesh. Back in Ephesians chapter 3. We're not looking at every single verse on this. There's just not time to, but just a few to prove the point and that you can keep for cross-references in your Bible or something. That kid is getting huge. The waistline on him. Good night. Good night. All right, we're Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. Unto me, am least, less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. There it is. Jesus Christ is God. All things were created by Him. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14. We'll get to that in a minute. In whom, whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist, and He is the head of the body of the church. Who? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's God. Jesus Christ is God. There's no way around it. Now hold your place in Colossians. Look back in John chapter 20. John chapter 20 and verse 27. They call him Doubting Thomas, but he sure doesn't leave any doubt to who Jesus Christ is. John chapter 20 and verse 27, then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, who's he talking to? The risen Savior, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my God. Jesus Christ is God. No way around it. Amen. All right, now, look back in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 3. The Holy Ghost is God. Look at verse 3. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It didn't say God and Father. When it says God and the Father, that's something separate. Well, who is he talking about? We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. They're all there. Who's God there? It's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And is not female. Been some weird teachings on that stuff. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Here's again, 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 11. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. There it is. The Holy Spirit is God. See, Acts chapter 5. Book of Acts. Chapter 5. Here's a guy trying to act more spiritual than he really is. And that'll bring death for sure to a church. Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Oh, we sold our land, and we sold it for $120,000. Here's the $120,000. When really they sold it for $200,000, and they kept $80,000. See, but they were, so what they were doing is they were making themselves. Now listen, if they had just said we sold $200,000 of property and we want to give $120,000, right? Fine. But when you say, hey, we sold $120,000 and we're giving it all to the Lord, instead of being honest and saying, well, we're going to keep $80,000 for ourselves, but we want to give God $120,000. They wouldn't have gotten in trouble. It wouldn't have been a problem. The problem was that they were trying to act more spiritual than they really were. See? Verse 3, but Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Who did he lie to? He lied to the Holy Ghost, right? Verse 4. Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. I thought he lied unto the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God. Can't get around it, see? John chapter 4, one more, and we'll take a break. John chapter 4. Don't anybody beat me to the cookies. John chapter 4. Hey, you get on that side. I see you sneaking over. John chapter 4 and verse 24. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's why you couldn't get to know God until he gave you his spirit. See?
And so the Holy Ghost is God. Jesus Christ is God. The Father is God. There's three God, but it's one God. It's three in one. Amen. All right, let's ask the Lord to bless the food and the fellowship. We'll take about a 10-minute break, and then we'll conclude the study. Brother Doyle, would you ask the Lord to bless the food, please?